Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
Welcome to this edition of the Behavior Corner. Today in the corner, we are talking about how to be a confident parent. When we have confidence, we have kids who show us respect. We feel good about ourselves. We are empowered to make the next decision. So I have a few questions for you as we start off today's podcast. How are you doing? No, really. How are you doing? How do you view yourself as a parent? And again, how are you doing? And I'm hoping for some true reflection with these questions. How are you doing as a parent? How do you feel you're doing? Because those questions are sometimes very different. How are you doing? And how do you feel you're doing? You have to put some thought into that. And as we are in 2019, our hashtag for this year is New Year, New perspective. So let's take a look at our perspectives of how we feel we are doing with our parenting, with our patience, with our interactions with our kids. And when I start thinking about that, and I was reflecting on prep for our podcast today, I really came to this huge list of things that go into us rating how we're doing as parents, how we are going to rate our parenting success. Here's a few ideas that I wrote down regarding this topic. Our stress. Ask yourself, what's my stress level? And how am I dealing with that stress? That could definitely weigh on the answers that you're giving to the question, how am I doing? How am I doing personally? How am I doing within my relationships? How am I doing as a parent? Really take a moment to reflect on the stress in your life. And guys, we all have stress. Every single one of us has stress. How are you dealing with that? Are you choosing to deal with it in healthy, productive ways or harmful ways? Only you can answer that question. How about your outside supports, your support network? It's not just you raising your child. In fact, there are several sections in my parenting book that I write, "It Takes a Village." And I'm sure you've all heard that phrase before. It takes a village to raise a child. And by that, I mean you as their parent, your partner, aunts, uncles, grandparents, teachers, daycare providers, community people, church officials. I could go on and on. There are so many influencers in your child's life, and each one of those influencers impact the way that they are growing and the decisions that they're making. And yes, this falls back on you as a parent. What types of influencers are you allowing in your child's life? And that even includes family members. I was just talking to a parent the other day, and she said, you know, there are some family members that I don't allow my kids around. If that particular family member is there, my kids will not be. And you know what? I don't care what people think, because I'm doing what's best for my kids. That is so true. Who are you selecting as your support network? Are they people coming in and out of your child's life? I hope not. Because kids need stability. Are they people that are making positive choices most of the time? I hope so. No one's perfect. There's no one, including yourself, that will be able to make positive choices all of the time. But surround yourself and your children with supportive people who will be there for you consistently. That will weigh in on answering my questions. How are you doing? Do you need a break? Do you need someone to vent to? Do you need help with that stress that we talked about? Well, that's where your support network comes in. What is your level of support? How about your ability to solve problems and to overcome hardships in life? Problems are inevitable. They are going to happen. Every single one of us has problems. Our kids have problems. We may have a pile of problems to deal with. Are you able to problem solve? Are you able to overcome when things don't go well? That's going to be an indicator on how you're doing. The last one I wanted to reflect on, and there's more, but the last one that I feel is really at the top of this list as we rate how we are doing, not only as parents, but as human beings, is your relationships. Do you have positive relationships in your life right now? How is your relationship with your significant other? How is your relationship with your child's teachers? How is your relationship with your friends, your boss, with your kids? You guys have a lot of relationships in your lives. We all do as humans. We are social beings and we interact with people. How are those relationships going? Obviously, the more positive relationships you have in your life, the better things will be going. And your response to how are you doing is likely going to be a more positive response if you have positive relationships going on. If you have outside supports that are positive, if you're able to deal with the stressors and able to problem solve, those key elements will help you answer the question, how am I doing? Hopefully in a positive way, right? So yes, how are your relationships? How are you rating yourself as a parent? When we're talking about confident parenting, if you can instill in yourself empowerment early on in your child's life, you are more apt to raise a child who is able to problem solve for themselves efficiently. They're able to have better relationships and better behavior. That is because you have been able to show confidence in your problem-solving abilities, in your decision-making with them. You're not wishy-washy. You are strong. You are empowered. You're making decisions that are in the best interest of your child. Wishy-washiness can be seen a mile away from our kids, from any kids. They know if we are not confident in what we are saying and what we are doing. They can see that, and it is in their nature to take advantage of that. All kids, even your most perfect child, which we know perfect doesn't exist, but you know what I mean. If there is a way to push the limit and get just a little bit more, they're going to do it because they are still figuring out life, and that is to be expected. However, if they know when a decision is made, we very rarely change our mind. Of course, outside things happen, compromise happens, especially as your kids get older, and through discussion, you may make some changes to those behaviors or to those decisions. But the bottom line is you have to be confident in your parenting and stick to it to the best of your ability and start now. And I'm going to give you three ways to do that. Three ways today. And the first one is engage often. When we're on the same page with our kids, when we're on the same page of life with our kids, we make more confident decisions and we don't need to question ourselves. So let's make sure that we have all of the information needed before making a decision. So let's take the very popular game, Fortnite. My son asked for a very long time for Fortnite, and I kept saying no, 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 no. I stuck to that. I was confidently saying absolutely not. And then the more I was researching, and the more he was asking, and asking for a compromise, it wasn't just nagging me. He was saying, can I just show you what it is? Can I sit with you? And then if you don't like it, I won't play it. He was truly trying to solve his problem. Yet he knows he has a confident parent who does not change her mind very easily. Yet he knows that I'm also a parent who strives to respect his opinion as well. So, okay, show it to me. I will be willing to meet you halfway, so to say, but it doesn't mean I'm going to change my decision. I'm still in charge here. I'm still calling the shots, and he knows that. So we all of a sudden were on two different pages of life. I thought this game was absolutely awful and absolutely not are you going to play this game. And he thought if she could just see, then maybe we might be able to somehow get on the same page. And you know what? He was right. Although I'm not 100% thrilled with that game, it isn't as bad as I thought. And we were able to set limits for that game. And since he started playing it, we've had many conversations, specifically about his attitude, the trash talk during the game, which has not been inappropriate trash talk, just, you know, a little bantering back and forth with his friends. However, when we started seeing some of that trash talk within our home, that was it. We were done. You're off that game for a day. If it happens again, you're off that game for 2 days. And it hasn't happened again because I stuck to what I said. I made a confident decision. And we are continuing to be on the same page. And that is because we're continuing to communicate about it. Stay on the same page. Be that confident parent. And you're going to get that respect from your kids. It's worth it. And you're going to feel empowered. Because you are, because you're being that confident parent. You are empowered to make confident decisions because you have the information. Number two, plan. Make a plan that identifies one goal for boosting your confidence or making a parenting change. So this is going to take some reflection on your part. What is something, one area of my parenting or one area of my life? Because that's how we started this podcast. I asked you, how are you? How are you? What is one area you need more confidence in? I want you to write it down. And then I want you to lay out steps, maybe just one step. Two, three, of how you could become more confident in that area. Do you need to do some research? Do you need to do some meditation? Do you need a stronger support network? How about reflecting on those factors that impact how we're doing? Those factors we started with. Do you have that village intact? What is it in your personal life or your parenting that you need a little bit more confidence in to feel successful? And then reach out and tell me what that is, because I will be there to help you. You can send me a private message through Messenger on Facebook. You could email me, Barb, B-A-R-B, @behaviorcorner.com, and I will get your email and we can work on that. What is your one thing in your plan for our new year, new perspective, right? So don't forget, so far, you're going to engage with your kids so that you can be on the same page to make confident decisions. Number two, you are going to make a plan for yourself, whether it's a personal plan or a parenting plan, to increase your confidence. Number three, and this is a really big one for those of you who are trying to improve the relationships that you have with your kids. Ready? Set boundaries for respect. Remember, I just talked about trash talking? I set a very clear boundary of what was going to happen in our home if the respect did not return. You need to expect respect from your kids. You also need to demonstrate respect, because guys, this is a two-way street. Even though you're the adult and your child is the child, they still deserve respect. And we can't expect them to respect us unless we're modeling what that looks like. So please be respectful to them. And you can expect the respect in return. When you come across those times where they are upset, they may be heading into tantrum or meltdown mode, or they're just in a bad mood and they are talking to you with this high level of disrespect, your role right then and there, shut it down. Don't interact with them until they drop the attitude, until they are able to have a new perspective and talk to you respectfully, because you don't deserve that. No one deserves that. Expect respect and don't interact with them or anyone else, quite frankly, until they are able to have more of a respectful tone. And here's some phrases that I have used when I have been faced with that. I will not talk to you until you treat me respectfully. That's it. There is no more talking after that. There is no bickering back and forth. There is no them responding, you responding. Nope, that's it. I will not talk to you until you treat me respectfully. You turn your back, you walk away. End of conversation. This one I have used actually more often than that one. Try again using a kind voice, and I'll give them another chance. And if they can't, then I may change that to try again in a few minutes when you can calm yourself down. Being able to self-regulate strong emotions is definitely a life skill that our kids need. And telling them, go calm down, is not going to work, especially for your young kids. You have to show them how to do that. That is where our coping skills come in. That is where our practice comes in. You need to teach that. You need to teach that. That is going to be a topic that you will need to research. I have plenty of life skill, coping skill videos on my Facebook fan page, Behavior Corner LLC. I also have plenty of information about this in our closed group, Behavior Corner Raising Kids That Work. It's there for you. It is there for you. So take a look at how to build coping skills with your kids, because when they're unable to interact with you respectfully, they will need those tools to calm themselves down. Expect respect. So there you go. Three ways to become more confident. Three ways to empower yourself to make confident decisions. Engage with your kids so you are on the same page was number one. Number two was to make a plan for yourself. Number three was set boundaries for respect. And remember, reach out to me and I will help you with these things. Barb@behaviorcorner.com or message me, Barb Roba, through Messenger on Facebook. And I want you to reflect on this question. Do you think confidence would help your parenting journey? I would be shocked if anyone answered that question with no. Because when you are empowered to have confidence, you make better choices. You are a stronger presence in your child's life. And when you can be that strong presence for your kids, it creates safety. When we set structured boundaries and our kids know what we expect from them consistently, they feel safe because they know how to act. They know where their boundaries lie, and they feel much more secure as a human being. So I encourage you to find your way in this journey of confidence and reach out to me. As you know, every podcast we end with two words. Those words are brilliant and empowered. And part of being brilliant and empowered is having confidence. Reach out to me. I will help you with that. So until next time, I encourage you, be brilliant and empowered.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.